I'm J.R. Reed. I'm the swine superintendent here at the Missouri State Fair.
Talk about some of the improvements that have been made, J.R., to this facility.
Well, Tom, the last several years, or well, really just the last few years, boy, what the foundation and the swine families here have come together and put together here for our swine fraternity, I guess, if you will. We started out, we put in some big fans overhead to help us, and then we started, we had to make a big decision whether what we'd wanted to do with the old bleachers and the old show rings. So we made that step, and now it's, you look and we got brand new aluminum bleachers, brand new holding pens here for our kids, brand new holding facilities. We improved our wash rack facilities. We put a new superintendent's office in here, and what a God's blessing it's been with the foundation and all my swine family here that has come to put this money together.
You mentioned the bleachers, but it's interesting how the old bleachers were recycled.
Yes, sir. We took some of, Wendy came up with this great idea that we would take and salvage some of the old lumber that has been here since the early 1900s, that our great-grandpas, grandmas, and all our families had been a part of it through the different generations. So we took those and cut them out to the state of Missouri and tagged them with numbers on them, and we started auctioning them off. And they've brought $1,000, $1,200, $2,000, $5,000. Last year alone, we raised over close to $65,000, I believe, on some of those plaques to make this FFA side to finish our project. So, again, what a blessing it we generate. Great idea from Wendy. Great idea.
Just looking around here, it looks like these people are not only bound by tradition in this wine barn, but also they seem like family.
They are family. There's many generations here. You can walk in here and there's people that's been in this one location, maybe of the barn, for 4 or 5 decades. You will see, like last night at 9 o'clock, we had a cornhole bag tournament here where we had 100, 200 people standing here watching kids and grown-ups just having a great time. These people are very passionate. Sometimes this is kind of like a big family reunion for them. Once a year they get here and they all look forward to it. So I'm really humbled to be a part of it.
Tell me about yourself. What do you do and what's your background?
Well, actually, I was raised on a farm over here at Sweet Springs, Missouri, and went through the 4-H FFA program. And when I got out of college, I sold farm equipment, Alice Chalmers and Gleaner Combines for 10 years, and I went to work with American Family Insurance. I've been an agent for 35 years. I have locations here in Sedalia, Sweet Springs, and Concordia, and my heart and soul is with agriculture and rural America, and that's my bread and butter, and I love every minute of it. I love going to work every day.
Explain, I see different color of shavings here. Tell me what this means.
Well, if you we have two rings. And in our bylaws, it's kind of a written rule that the 4-H always shows on the north side of the ring. FFA always shows in the south side ring. So this year, the swine families came together and thought how neat it would be for our 4-H kids to show on green-colored wood chips, and the FFA kids get to show on blue FFA-colored chips. So that's why we've got blue chips and green chips this year. It's brand new. Everybody loves it.
JR, tell me about the show schedule here and the schedule of just keeping this barn turned over.
Right. Actually, some of these families started coming in here and was with me here probably Sunday before the fair to set up the stalls. We're showing our junior market hogs the first third of the session. We'll let them go home Saturday night. We'll clean the barn through the night. Then we'll have another group of exhibitors and families come in, be ready to go Sunday morning bright and early. We'll release them Tuesday, and then Wednesday night we'll have another group coming in. So we'll have close to over 2,000 families that we'll take care of, and probably over 4,000 entries to deal with here in these 10 days.
I understand you and Brownfield alumnus Dick Marshall have a history.
Yes, we were. We were state FFA officers in the year of 1972 through 1973. And I have nothing but high praises about Dickie Marshall. He's a great man, great man.